Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will has a little conversation with Father Time, or Kronos, if we look back to the Greeks, or Saturn, if you are more of the Roman persuasion. Time, but seen through Uncle Will's eyes as not so much a marker of life's passage, a guide into wisdom and temperance, but rather a voracious consumer of vitality and youth. In the first quatrain of Sonnet 19, Uncle Will lets Father Time know exactly what he thinks of him, that he blunts the sharp line's claws, returns all born to be consumed by Mother Earth after death, plucks out the fangs from the fiercest of tigers, and to refer to the Greek father of time, the Titan Kronos, destroys the fabled Grecian phoenix in her own fire.
Devouring Time, blunt thou the lion's paws, and make the earth devour her own sweet brood. Pluck the keen teeth from the fierce tiger's jaws, and burn the long-lived phoenix in her blood.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will tells Father Time to carry on, bringing in and out the seasons, and says that he can do what he wishes to the whole wide world, everything, except for one thing, an action that would be so awful as to be truly criminal in William's eyes, so terrible that he forbids Father Time to commit it.
Make glad and sorry seasons as thou fleest, and do whate'er thou wilt, swift-footed Time, to the wide world and all her fading sweets, but I forbid thee one most heinous crime.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will figuratively falls to his knees and nigh on begs Father Time to spare his lover growing old. He implores Time not to wrinkle the brow and face of the beautiful youth, allowing him to go on looking youthful and spare him for posterity's sake.
Oh, carve not with thy hours my love's fair brow, nor draw no lines there with thine antique pen. Him in thy course untaint do allow, for beauty's pattern to succeeding men.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will abruptly rises from his metaphorical kneeling position and almost seems to challenge Father Time in a remarkable and somewhat self-congratulatory manner. He seems to throw down the gauntlet, telling Time to go on, do your worst, old man, because it doesn't matter. Because despite you aging, my lover, he shall live on forever young in my poetry.
Yet do thy worst, old Time, despite thy wrong. My love shall in my verse ever live young.
I'm not sure entirely what has come over William. We know that he is rather fond of the fair youth from his earlier missives imploring the young man, much like Don Pedro to Benedick in Much Ado About Nothing, to get thee a wife, only in this case to pass on his beauty onto the next generation. But the audacity to challenge the very gods of time itself, given the time, pun very much intended, and place in superstitious human history, a very, very bold move indeed. But I suppose only time will tell if William was right. And come to think of it, it did. I mean, we do refer to the youth as the fair youth, after all, don't we? Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media.